The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sukkah Daf Mem. We mentioned in the previous shiur that there is a din, one of the dinim that Chazal instituted in Kedusha Shviyas, is the din of Shviyas Tefeses Domeo. It's an interesting halacha, doesn't quite fit with the Gedorim of other halachas of the type. What does it mean, Kedusha Shviyas Tefeses Domeo? If a person buys produce that has Kedusha Shviyas, the money becomes part of Kedusha Shviyas. A person goes into a store and he buys apples. There's an Issachar. But a person buys apples to the price of $2 and those apples have Kedusha Shviyas, the $2 have now a din of Dmei Shviyas, and one can only use those $2 for things that have to do with Kedusha Shviyas. One can use those $2 to buy other fruits that have Kedusha Shviyas. Din derabanan, nitvas bidomeo. We don't really find a parallel for this type of din. There's a din of chilul hegdish, which means that if somebody wants to be poida, something that belongs to hegdish, he can give the value of that chefetz to hegdish, and the money becomes a tmura, becomes a chalipin for the item, and the kedusha of the item is chal. That's called chil. You're transferring the kedusha from the item. The item becomes chulim, chil milosh and chulim, and the kedusha is chal on the money. That makes sense. You understand that it's like it's based on a model of business. Akadekach that Rashi in Bava Metzia, Memheo Mebeis, in searching for a makor, that there's a kinyan kesef by Metaltlin, that one could walk into a fruit store and Mederais, according to Rabbi Yochanan the Gemara over there, buy, the kinyan will be chal by paying money for any Metaltlin, one is koina, a person goes into a fruit store. He buys the apples even before he takes physical possession. Places an order for something, even before he takes physical possession of it, the kinyan itself becomes his fruits as soon as he pays for it. How does one know that? From chilul hegdish. The model of chilul hegdish is like a business model. You're paying hegdish, and therefore the kedusha is transferred out of the item, which now belongs to you, and it goes chal on the chefetz. But over here, the peiros that had kedusha shviyas don't become ois peiros shviyas. They stay peiros shviyas. The money is nitvas also in the chefetz. That's what's interesting. There's another thing which is like chil hegdish, which is chil meiser sheni. Chil meiser sheni means the Gemara, the pasuk tells us, pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, person who had a field in Eretz Yisrael. Every year there's halacha of taking off trumas from every crop, trumas, and depending on the year, some years meiser rishon, some years meiser sheni. Cycle goes of the Shemitah, the 7-year Shemitah cycle. The 7th year has no Trumas and Maisers. Of the 6 years preceding Shemitah, this year is the 6th year. Year 1 and 2, there's a Chiyuv of Truma, Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Sheni. In year 3, there's a Chiyuv not of Maiser Sheni, of Maiser Oni. In year 4 and 5, there's again a Chiyuv of Maiser Sheni, in year 6, Achiv Maiser Oni, and then in Shemitah, there are no Dinam and Trumas and Maisers. What's Maiser Sheni? Maiser Sheni is that one was Mafrish a tenth of his produce, and that money was used, had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Bekdushas Maiser. One had to eat those fruits to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. Interesting, the Rishonim point out, well, what's the rationale that's behind telling a Yid that he has to eat in Yerushalayim? The Rambam says that every family, in order to keep up their level of inspiration of Avodas Hashem, of Besairus, would send a family member in Yerushalayim. It was like sending a boy or a girl to Eretz Yisrael to learn for a few years. He would spend a few years in the exalted atmosphere of Yerushalayim. He would eat in that year, he would be in the Sparnis with the Maiser Sheni fruits of his family, and thereafter when he would come back, he would bring the inspiration that he had for the rest of his life. He would bring back to whichever farm he came from, some moshav near Haifa, he would move back there and he would have that Isaurus with him. Interesting precedent for the idea of supporting our younger generation to leave home for a few years to go to some place where he could gain the inspiration, the Reimimus, to lead more dahib in life, to take back with him when he goes back to his place of residence. Meister Shane, he was hard to carry up all the fruits. So the pasuk tells us in Parshas Ruei that it could be neschalo on mois of Meister Shane. The kedusha is chal on the mois, and one can then only use the mois for eating peiros that have kedushas Meister Shane. It has to be in Betara, it has to be in Yerushalayim, so on and so forth. And again, over there we understand it because there's a chilul of one, the kedusha of one being transferred to the other. What does it have to do with shvius? So this idea of nitveses meshvius is an interesting idea that we don't find in other places. The only other place we have where something has kedusha and the kedusha is transferred onto something else, but it's not transferred because the kedusha remains on the original source of the kedusha, is tmura. A person takes an animal that has kedusha's carbon and he says that the kedusha of this animal should be chalal. That's chalal on both. The lav deraisa to do it, and the parashat b'chukoi say it, but that's the idea of tmura. Otherwise, we don't have a present. This was Chazal's, I don't know if you want to call it a knas, so this was Chazal's way of dealing with upholding, preserving kedusha shvius. However, there are loopholes when one wants to buy peir shvius. Somebody has peir shvius. Somebody has fruits that he got, and he wants to sell them to somebody else. He didn't get them illegally. He didn't work the field during Shemitah. He didn't make sure that nobody took the produce. He has some produce that was sitting by him. He has kedusha shvius. How can he sell the chayyim? The zinis is chayyim, and the money will be nitvas in kedusha shvius. He won't be able to use the money for other tzrachim that he has. So we have in the Gemara by us two options. One is called hakofa. One is called havlo. Havlo means, we discussed in the previous share, being mavliya, the price of A in B that doesn't have kedusha shvius. In which case, you didn't buy A, you bought B, and you bought B for an inflated price and included A. The other option is what's called hakofa, buying it on credit. When one buys peir shvius on credit, so the money becomes a choyv, the money that wasn't paid, you put it on your bill. Thereafter, when the bill is paid, the bill is being paid kilu as an independent choyv. It's not the pshat. We don't look at it that the money is being given for the fruit. In order to facilitate buying the fruit from the seller, a choyv was created on the person of the buyer. To, let's say, the fruit costs $10. A choyv was created. A personal obligation was created on the person of the buyer to the price of $10. Thereafter, he has a choyv of $10. He pays it. Sounds like a halachic loophole. The law of this is that when you pay for produce later on, you're not paying specifically for that item. That item was bought and it was sold, and the money that was supposed to be paid b'shas ma'isa was transferred into a credit slip, was transferred into a choyv. That choyv later on being paid is in order to pay off the debt, but it's not called you're paying for the fruit. Halacha has different ways that this applies. There is actually a big machlek sushen, machlek stasis in the Ramban Avodah Zarah, Samach Beis and Beis. If the hakofa, this idea that you're not paying later on when you pay the bill, you're not paying the fruit store for the fruit, for the apples that were bought, but you're paying him a choyv, is that only true when the fruits are not here anymore? The apples that you bought last week, you pay the bill every week, every month on the 31st, the end of the month, let's say. Does that mean, because the fruits are gone already, it's not called you're paying for the fruit, the fruit's gone. You're paying now a bill, you're paying a choyv. Or maybe even if the fruits are here. That's a machlokes rishonim. Could we say when the apples, if I pay you for the apples an hour later, and the apples exist, they're in my refrigerator, could we say that you're not paying for the apples? Or would we say even then, since the bear is already by me, a choyv was already noted on the bill, now you're paying a choyv, you're not paying for the fruits. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Tosfos holds, as long as you're not paying b'shas ma'isa, that's also called you're paying a choyv, you're not paying for the actual fruit. The fruit, haloi, the fruit an hour ago already was chal kinyan, since you incurred a choyv. You went to the store, you said, okay, write it down on my bill. He sold it to you for the incurring of the choyv. For that $10 choyv that you created, he sold you the apples became yours. Now the customer comes back an hour later, the fruits are already his. He's not paying now the demea peiros. He's paying now the choyv that was incurred in order to give him the peiros. So that's not called demea shvius. The money will not have on it kedusha shvius. That's what Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. Those that live in Yerushalayim, let's give a background to where this is usually negei halacha l'maisa. Haloi, Yiddish fruits can't be harvested l'shem schayr because then it will be shomer. The stuff is hefker. The only way there's a halachic vehicle called Eitzah Bezdin where they put it together as a communal project. It's not we don't look at it at that the orchard owner, that the field owner is profiting. That's how they sell some of the Yiddish produce. But most of the stuff that's sold in Yerushalayim, in the fruit stores, during Shnas HaShviyas, most of the vegetables, l'chayr they have Kedusha Shviyas, vegetables, the Kedusha is whatever is picked during Shemitah, so it starts really by 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah of next year. Basically by the middle of October 2000, by the middle of Tishrei 2014, the stuff that you buy in the regular fruit store in Yerushalayim will be Perish Shviyas. However, it comes from Goyish fields. The Goyim pick it, the Arabs pick it, and they sell, they wash it down. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Anything you buy from an Arab field, you should wash down yourself, especially the cucumbers, tomatoes. They sell it to Yiddish wholesalers, and then the stuff is brought to the regular fruit stores that dot every neighborhood in Yerushalayim. Does that stuff have Kedusha Shviyas? This was a major point of contention between the two Gedolim of Tzvas in the mid-1500s, the Beis Yosef, the Eilig of Beis Yosef, and the Mabit. The Mabit was around the Beis Yosef's age, and they had a sometimes acrimonious debate on whether Peiros Akum have Kedusha Shviyas, whether Yesh Koyach B'Yad Akum Lafkir Midei Kedusha Shviyas. They were back and forth. The meaning in Yerushalayim all the years was to be Mekel like the Beis Yosef. The Chazanish was Machriya La'aloch, and that's the meaning Kavua, as is all the Piskei Chazanish in Bnei Brak. Yerushalayim, the Badat Zayin Haredis followed the meaning of Yerushalayim, and they give a heter on, they give a hashgocha on Peiros Akum that is sold in the stores, that you can buy it without worrying about Kedusha Shviyas. Doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. In the last generation, like everything else, it's become more in vogue to be machmir like the Chazanish. The Chazanish has very convincing rayas that the Mabit was right, and many Bnei Torah are machmir now like the Chazanish. So if you want to buy fruit in the fruit store, you're stuck. You can't buy regular fruit, because if you're going to pay for it, first of all, you're over in Issus Chayru, both parties, the buyer and the seller, and when you give the money to the guy in the makolet, you're being machshalim, because the money is chal, it's nitvas, kedusha shviz, you're giving him money, which is hazardic kedusha shviz, you're being machshalim to use that money, shalak halach, if you want to be makbid, like the chaznish, like the mabid. So what's become common practice is the storekeepers are masking, because they know that many people are only going to buy their regular yarkan, the regular vegetable guy on the corner in Matzdorf, Sanhedria, as a story, wherever you visit, is only going to do business with you if you'll agree with your terms. What you do is you buy it by hakofa. You buy it, you leave it on the bill, and you only pay the bill at the end of the month. That's exactly what's done based on this discussion. Now, not paying the bill only an hour later, a month later, has the added my love of being yoitza, the chiyuv, the chayuv that we just said, kefi the both shittas, kefi the taisis and the rabban. So what you do is from time to time you pay off the bill, and with this you don't have a problem of the money being nitvas to the shishvis, as well as you don't have a nisus chayuv. However, like everything else in life, this eitza is not as simple as it sounds. I made a basic assumption in that last sentence, which I want to challenge now. What I explained is that one can get around the problem of being nitvas, mei shviyas, in the shviyas fruits by buying it by a kofa. The problem is that l'chayra, there's still an issus chayra like we discussed in the previous year. One, you're lamaisi, even if you only incur a chayv, you're not putting it into shkolim bills, you're not putting it into dollars and cents, l'maisa you are actually buying Shviyas produce on Shemitah. You're being over an issue, or at least you're being machshul the storekeeper with being over an issue by selling it to you, even if it's Peiros Akum, maybe it has Kedusha Shviyas if you want to keep that chumrah. So it could be legabe the issus chayra, maybe you don't have to be machmir the minhag Yerushalayim, it's not that way, but let's say you do want to be machmir, the other eitz is to buy it bavlo. If it's a makolet, if it's a regular grocery store, you don't have a problem. Because usually when you're buying a grocery store, fruits and vegetables, you're also buying other things which don't have Kedusha Shviyas. Anytime you buy bread, milk, oil, cereal, bamba, potato chips, anything you want, you're not buying something that's Kedusha Shvi'is, what you do is you're mavliya, you tell the guy, they know what you're talking about, they smile, you know, it's this Haredi piece, but they're okay with it. You tell them to charge you that amount of money for the potato chips. Charge you the price of the cucumbers, tomatoes, celery, squash, etc., all included in the bag of a price, in the price of a bag of potato chips. There's also fruits and vegetables. If you're even by a fruit and vegetable stand where they're not selling potato chips, milk and bread and oil, but there's always stuff which is not going to have Kedusha Shvi'is. When the vegetables have Kedusha Shvi'is, but then the fruits don't, because the Sugi tells us in Kedusha that the time for determining what Kedusha Shvi'is is, on which produce, is it the stuff that is harvested in Shemitah, the stuff that grew during Shemitah? There's a difference between fruits and vegetables. We're not going to go into it now, but usually there's stuff by the fruit stand, that will not have Kedusha Shvi'is. And Eitzah is to buy one thing, and to be Mavliya, everything with the produce that does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. So you get around the problem of Schayr that way. Actually, this discussion, whether Hakofa does work for this, Schayr is a big machlok sechreinim. So it's possible to be makel. Since anyways, it's a chumrah, connected to Minig Yerushalayim, if you want to be makbid like the Chaznish and the Mabit. Coupled with the fact that the Yisuschor might not be on the buyer, it might only be on the seller. Ladakh, you have to worry about his Yisuschor. If he wants to be makbid like the Minig Yerushalayim, he's fully entitled. You want to be makbid because you're a Ben Torah. So you can be makbid, not mechuyiv, to his standard. Usually the guy behind the counter in the fruit store is not a Ben Torah. If he doesn't want to be makbid, he can be samech on the Minig Yerushalayim. That there are many achronim that hold that there is no issus chayru once you buy back kofar. The issue was discussed by the Sfasemes and our sugya. The Chaznish was machmir. It seems that Rabbi Yeshua Leib, the Maradasu of Yisrael, the Rav of Yerushalayim, held that it was mutter. So that the lechayru you don't have to do bavlo. It would be enough to buy back kofar. Bechlal HaKofa lends itself to an interesting discussion of all sorts of financial vehicles. What's called paying on the spot, and what's called paying only la'akazman? We discussed putting something on a bill. What happens if it's not your local fruit guy? You don't have a bill. You happen to be in a grocery store across town, and you want to buy yourself a few tomatoes for lunch. He doesn't know. You put it on my bill. You're in the other side of Yerushalayim. You're going to put it on a bill of a storekeeper that you never saw before, and you never will see. It's not very practical. So if you say come back a half an hour later, but that's almost a joke. You really are paying for the apple. He doesn't have a bill with you. He's charging for the apple. You're going to walk in 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later. Let's say you're dashed out of a taxi to buy yourself a few tomatoes for the way. You're taking a taxi to Bnei Brak for the day. You jumped into a taxi. You stop by a fruit stand. You buy a few tomatoes. What are you going to tell him? You're going to pay him. When are you going to pay him? You're never going to see the guy again. You're here in Eitzah for a week. You're traveling. You're visiting different friends and relatives. How are you going to pay later on? What's going to be your Eitzah? So what's discussed is that maybe credit cards. If you pay with a credit card, maybe that would also be back offer. You're not paying right away, they only get their money at the end of the month. That's questionable whether when you give a credit card, you're not paying him right now. What you're doing is you're giving him a credit line that he could be tevea from your bank, your credit company, that extended you credit will pay him at the end of the month. Which, of course, that classification will lend itself to all sorts of shallots of ribbis, which is interesting. If somebody charges more money for services that are rendered on credit cards, does that mean that he's really lending you money and he's charging you for the loan? Would that lend itself to a ribbis problem? We're not going to get into that. Just opens up a Pesach to such a discussion. Another issue that's discussed is checks. When I give somebody a check, is that call that I'm paying him today? Or is that call that I'm paying him? I'm just giving him a credit line that he can get the money from a bank that has money on my name. Whether a check is money or not is an old issue of discussion. It could be the Zechilton American checks. Israelis use third-party checks in a very standardized way. Nobody hesitates to take a third-party check, which would tell us that checks in Eretz Yisrael are considered a form of currency because nobody has enough cash. So people pay everything with checks that bounce around. No pun intended on bounced checks, but checks that go from place to place, third-party checks are very par for the course. In America, third-party checks are usually frowned on. Even second party checks, there are many stores that won't accept a check, which means that a check in America is considered only a form of extending credit. Again, this might open itself to all sorts of ribbis shilas. If somebody wants to borrow from me $50, and I don't know the guy, so he's willing to write me out a check. I don't want a $50 check for $50 cash, but he desperately needs the cash. So he takes from me $50 and he writes me out a $55 check. Is that ribbis? Is it not ribbis? That's an issue of discussion. It might be totally in this. There might be a difference between checks that are due. Checks that are made after today might be considered a form of payment, whereas post-dated checks might be only a form of extending credit. So that might be, yes, under the umbrella heading of Akofa, as far as our shadow is concerned. Again, these are not shadows so much in Perishvies, but these type of financial vehicles open themselves up for all sorts of shilas of what's called paying, what's called a form of payment, and what's called only extending a line of credit. We'll leave that to Yitzhak Shem for a different episode.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.